The story of Hanukkah Part 4. Lysias made one more attempt to destroy the Jewish army. He assembled a force of 60,000 infantry and 5,000 cavalry and marched on Beis Tzur. There Yehuda met him with a force of 10,000 men. With faith in Hashem, the Jews attacked first and killed 5,000 enemy soldiers. Seeing the grim determination of the Jews who would never surrender, Lysias returned home to his capital Antioch. Meanwhile, King Antiochus died in Persia of a horrible disease, regretting to the end that he had begun fighting the Jews. A triumphant Yehuda entered Jerusalem and the Beis HaMikdash. He and his forces spent several weeks in the Beis HaMikdash, removing the idols, making necessary repairs, and reconstructing the defiled altar. Finally, on the 25th of Kislev, 3597, or 164 BCE, 3 years to the day after hogs had been offered on the altar, the Kohanim were ready to resume the sacrificial service. As the new golden menorah was not yet ready, a menorah of iron spikes was set up. However, they found but one jar of oil sealed with the Kohen Gadol's stamp, attesting to its purity, an amount sufficient for only one day's lighting. Nevertheless, the Kohanim lit the oil and it miraculously burned for a full 8 days until new oil could be processed. Overjoyed at this sign of divine favor, the Jews celebrated spontaneously for 8 days. A year later, the Sanhedrin ordained the 8-day festival of Hanukkah to commemorate the great miracle of the oil for all time. Despite the fact that all authorities agree to the fact of the Hanukkah miracles, there are two opinions for the date and nature of the Hanukkah victory. The first opinion holds that the Hanukkah miracle occurred in 3597, while it took another 25 years of warfare until the Jews enjoyed total independence. The second opinion states that the miracle occurred in 3622, at the end of all the battles, when the Jewish people became free of Syrian Greek domination. Incredibly, most of the Hanukkah events are reported by secular sources. Midrashim mention the wars only in a very general way, focusing instead on the anti-Torah decrees and the heroism of the Jews who gave their lives to avoid transgression. The only Talmudic reference to the Hanukkah story is a brief passage in the Talmud, Tractate Shabbos 21b, which asks, "What is the reason for Hanukkah?" The Talmud continues, when the Syrian Greeks entered the sanctuary, they contaminated all the oil in the temple. When the Hashmonaim defeated them, the Jews searched and found only one flask of oil with the Kohen Gadol seal still intact. It contained only enough oil to light the menorah for 1 day. However, a miracle occurred and the oil burned for 8 days. The following year, these 8 days were established as holidays with respect to reciting Hallel and thanksgiving the Allah Nissim. In the Talmud, therefore, no mention is made of the cataclysmic battles and political upheavals. However, Josephus, Sefer HaMakabim, and Megillas Antiochus, the three secular sources upon which much of our knowledge of Hanukkah is based, focus on the battles and not on the miracles of the oil. Perhaps the sages did not consider the details of the victory sufficiently important to record. To their way of thinking, while military prowess and independence are fine, Hanukkah celebrates a spiritual victory, one exemplified by the miracle of the oil. Nevertheless, the miracles of delivering the strong in the hands of the weak are alluded to in a general sense when Jews offer thanks to Hashem in the Allah Nissim prayer.